I'm sorry about that, my friend, but we're dealing with our own weather issues out here. Thankfully, just rain and thunderstorms.
Oh, man, I can imagine. Could you send some of that rain our way, please?
Listen, when you get rain, you get it. It's crazy out there in the desert once the rain hits.
Yeah, we have the monsoon season coming up here. I mean, you know, I grew up in Vietnam. Monsoon season is a little bit different than here. It's like about 300 inches per year. Here, you get about a couple of months of heavy rain, and it's really interesting, and it's absolutely beautiful after the monsoon season. Everything is green and blooming and all. So when you make it out here, I'll be happy to host you, Rob.
I appreciate that, and it's definitely on my bucket list to get out there. So the ages of the victims from this, and you know, we were talking about the impact of this. This, to this day, remains the deadliest wildland firefighting in history. Wildland firefighting tragedy in history. They were from ages 21 to 43, with 43 being Eric Marsh, the team leader of the group. It's just harrowing what they've done out there as far as a memorial for these individuals. You know, the survivor tree that's out there, that you know, the famous picture of them when they saved that tree from a previous forest fire that came at that area.
You know, it's the saddest thing, and there was a photo that was leaked, and I actually posted it a couple of years ago, and everybody got mad at me. It showed the tarps where the 19 bodies were, you know, found. And I think at some point in time, we need to see those images so we can appreciate the sacrifice of these young people that you just mentioned. And I think that sometimes we have a tendency to bury images. You know, like I was growing up in Vietnam, I can tell you, I've seen things that are absolutely horrible that no child should ever see. But what it does is it allows me to appreciate freedom. And in this case, I appreciate the safety that these guys provided. And you guys too, as law enforcement officers, I think it is appropriate to memorialize these guys to allow the rest of the population to see these hard images. And I think I cannot tell you how much I appreciate their service because of the images that I'm seeing. I mean, you have no idea how hard it is out here to have to wear the equipment and the weight and travel up and down these hills to fight these fires, you know, by hand, literally. So I think that...
Armed with shovels and chainsaws and pickaxes.
Yep. And these guys are out there, you know, every time. And as a matter of fact, I don't think you know this, but my seatmate, Selena Bliss, is on the fire team. Her husband already retired from the fire department, but he just got reassigned to... out of state to fight another fire. So these guys, and Scott is in his early 60s, and he's out there fighting these fires. And so you just can't imagine. We're sitting here in a beautiful home with our air conditioning running and, you know, beautiful views, and we don't realize how many people are actually fighting these fires to keep us safe.
Well, the next time you're sitting next to her, lean over and tell her that the people in Northeast Pennsylvania thank her sacrifice and her husband's service.
I will definitely do that. But when you come out here, stay at my home, and I will take you to the memorial in Yarnell.
I appreciate that, my friend. While I have you on, you are also the House Judiciary Chairman in Arizona. With the changes we've seen at the border, and I know Tom Holman and that were out there and met with you guys, have you seen dramatic changes out by you in your state?
Oh, absolutely. Now, just so you know, the sheriffs, Arizona Sheriffs Association came to me and asked me to go and get $50 million for the sheriffs to combat border-related crimes. Believe it or not, a month ago they called me back, and this has never happened. So I got the $50 million, and they actually called back and say, could you dial it down to $24 million? Because we're not fighting much of a crime rate by the border anymore. So, you know, when's the last time you see a government agency that call up a legislator and said, hey, give us less money because we're not doing as much? So in some sectors, Rob, you would have 2,000 to 3,000 crossover per day, and it's down to like 5, 10, 20. So it's very effective. Now, this could have been done 4 years ago, you know, in 2021, but it wasn't done. It wasn't that difficult to do either. But the Biden administration decided to purposely, you know, leaving the border open so that we have, I can't even imagine I can't even tell you how many fentanyl deaths was the result of the wide open border and human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name, all of those things have dropped down dramatically after Trump took office.
And just from what you just said, that enforcement down there, just in public safety cost alone, saved the taxpayers of Arizona $25 million.
Oh, absolutely. And you see that we're actually doing better financially in every sector, whether it's healthcare, education, you name it, law enforcement, you know, having people, you know, pack up the jails and the prisons and so on. Dramatically reduced with the especially with the deportation, and I'm all for it. Now, Rob, you know I'm a legal alien. I was naturalized as a U.S. citizen in 1983, and really it's a slap in my face to see these people cross illegally, receiving benefits and so on. Oh, and by the way, the benefits is actually not going to illegal aliens as much as it used to, you know, a year to 3 years ago. So It's great all the way around for all of us.
Well, I appreciate you giving us that update right from the front line, pretty much. We're speaking to Representative Quang Nguyen, Arizona Legislative District 1. He's also the House Judiciary Chairman. The anniversary of Granite Mountain hotshot tragedy, I have named each and every one of those individuals on my social media. You could check it out there. Representative Nguyen, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, sir.
I'm sorry about that, my friend, but we're dealing with our own weather issues out here. Thankfully, just rain and thunderstorms.
Oh, man, I can imagine. Could you send some of that rain our way, please?
Listen, when you get rain, you get it. It's crazy out there in the desert once the rain hits.
Yeah, we have the monsoon season coming up here. I mean, you know, I grew up in Vietnam. Monsoon season is a little bit different than here. It's like about 300 inches per year. Here, you get about a couple of months of heavy rain, it's really interesting, and it's absolutely beautiful after the monsoon season. Everything is green and blooming and all. So when you make it out here, I'll be happy to host you, Rob.
I appreciate that, and it's definitely on my bucket list to get out there. So the ages of the victims from this, and you know, we were talking about the impact of this. This, to this day, remains the deadliest wildland firefighting in history. Wildland firefighting tragedy in history. They were from ages 21 to 43, with 43 being Eric Marsh, the team leader of the group. It's just harrowing what they've done out there as far as a memorial for these individuals. You know, the survivor tree that's out there, that you know, the famous picture of them when they saved that tree from a previous forest fire that came at that area.
You know, it's the saddest thing, and there was a photo that was leaked, and I actually posted it a couple of years ago, and everybody got mad at me. It showed the tarps where the 19 bodies were, you know, found. And I think at some point in time, we need to see those images so we can appreciate the sacrifice of these young people that you just mentioned. And I think that sometimes we have a tendency to bury images. You know, like I was growing up in Vietnam. I can tell you, I've seen things that are absolutely horrible that no child should ever see. But what it does is it allows me to appreciate freedom. And in this case, I appreciate the safety that these guys provided. And you guys, too, as law enforcement officers, I think it is appropriate to memorialize these guys, to allow the rest of the population to see these hard images. And I think I cannot tell you how much I appreciate their service because of the images that I'm seeing. I mean, you have no idea how hard it is out here to have to wear the equipment and the weight and travel up and down these hills to fight these fires, you know, by hand, literally. So I think that...
Armed with shovels and chainsaws and pickaxes.
Yep. And these guys are out there, you know, every time. And as a matter of fact, I don't think you know this, but my seatmate, Selena Bliss, is on the fire team. Her husband already retired from the fire department, but he just got reassigned to out of state to fight another fire. So these guys, and Scott is in his 60s, early 60s, and he's out there fighting these fires. You just can't imagine. We're sitting here in a beautiful home with our air conditioning running and, you know, beautiful views, and we don't realize how many people are actually fighting these fires to keep us safe.
Well, the next time you're sitting next to her, lean over and tell her that the people in Northeast Pennsylvania thank her sacrifice and her husband's service.
I will definitely do that. I definitely will do that. But when you come out here, stay at my home, and I will take you to the memorial in Yarnell.
I appreciate that, my friend. While I have you on, you are also the House Judiciary Chairman in Arizona. With the changes we've seen at the border, and I know Tom Holman and that were out there and met with you guys, have you seen dramatic changes out by you in your state?
Oh, absolutely. Now, just so you know, the sheriffs, Arizona Sheriffs Association, came to me and asked me to go and get $50 million for the sheriffs to combat border-related crimes. Believe it or not, a month ago, they called me back, and this has never happened. So I got the $50 million, and they actually called back and say, could you dial it down to $24 million? Because we're not fighting much of a crime rate by the border anymore. So, you know, when's the last time you see a government agency that call up a legislator and said, hey, give us less money because we're not doing as much? So in some sectors, Rob, you would have 2,000 to 3,000 crossover per day, and it's down to like 5, 10, 20. So it's very effective. Now, this could have been done 4 years ago, in 2021, but it wasn't done. It wasn't that difficult to do either. But the Biden administration decided to purposely, you know, leaving the border open so that we have, I can't even tell you how many fentanyl deaths was the result of the wide open border, and human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name, all of those things have dropped down dramatically after Trump took office.
And just from what you just said, that enforcement down there, just in public safety cost alone, saved the taxpayers of Arizona $25 million.
Oh, absolutely. And you see that we're actually doing better financially in every sector, whether it's healthcare, education, you name it, law enforcement, having people, pack up the jails and the prisons and so on. Dramatically reduced with the especially with the deportation, and I'm all for it. Now, Rob, you know I'm a legal alien. I was naturalized as a U.S. citizen in 1983, and really it's a slap on my face to see these people cross illegally, receiving benefits and so on. Oh, and by the way, the benefits is actually not going to illegal aliens as much as it used to, you know, a year to 3 years ago. So It's great all the way around for all of us.
Well, I appreciate you giving us that update right from the front line, pretty much. We're speaking to Representative Quang Nguyen, Arizona Legislative District 1. He's also the House Judiciary Chairman. The anniversary of Granite Mountain Hotshot Tragedy, I have named each and every one of those individuals on my social media. You could check it out there. Representative Nguyen, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, sir.